Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I was kidnapped on my birthday. Hello, I'm Nancy. Today is my 20th birthday, and it reminds me that 2 years ago, on my 18th birthday, I was kidnapped. I will never forget what happened that day, and I will tell you about the most memorable and scariest birthday of my life. It was Tuesday. And as usual, I went to school. Since it was my special day, I invited my besties to my house and gathered together. Talking about my besties, first off, there was Jenny, a girl with endless passion for speed, and to me, she was the god of racing. Then we have John, dubbed the Giant, because of his height, 2 meters 15. Next is the prodigy hacker, Luke, who could be quite a weirdo if you do not really know him. And finally, the boxing prince, Tim. His six-pack and smooth tongue had made multiple girls at our schools to be mad about him. But I felt like it was kind of hilarious. In our squad, only Jenny and I were girls, and since we had quite boyish interests, we had really few close girlfriends. Jenny was a speed person, and I was passionate about detective work. I was really into novels, movies, and anything about investigating that required logical thinking. I even once thought that I could become a detective. Okay, coming back to my story. I told them to go to my house by 7 p.m. because after school, I and Jenny had to go buy some stuff and prepare for the party. My parents were on a business trip that day, so yeah, we could party all night long. Jenny and I went to some familiar stores, and when we left, Jen told me to get into the car first because she forgot to buy something. I then tossed the stuff inside the car trunk, got inside, and waited for her. And for some reasons, my mind suddenly reeled. My eyes were so heavy, and just like that, I gradually and unknowingly passed out. When I woke up, the first thing I saw was that I was in a narrow space, and when I stirred, I found out that my hands were tied and my mouth was taped. I calmed myself down, trying to observe around. According to many years of experience of watching detective movies, I know that if I made a loud noise or scream out loud so that someone could come and save me, the person bringing me there could have appeared and I couldn't have a chance to escape. With my sense and limited ability to observe, I found out that I was confined in a car trunk. There was a pile of miscellaneous items inside it, and surprisingly, the trunk door was not fully closed. Perhaps the kidnappers were afraid that I could suffocate in there. Of course, there was not Jen's car, and I knew that I had been kidnapped. But who did this? What is their purpose? I just don't know. But my survival instinct had told me that I needed to find a way out as fast as possible. I tried to reach my pants pocket to find my phone, but it was no longer there. So obviously, the kidnappers had taken it, for fear that I could call someone. That was a bad news, but thought if he was that careful, he could have not followed me closely, and that was my chance to find a way out. I used all of the knowledge from the movies I had watched to determine my next move. I searched the entire car floor, hoping to find something useful. I started to sweat as fear flooded through me. I hoped that Jenny and others could figure out and tell someone to fight me. While being bewildered, I heard the door open. Someone stepped in. There were two men. The smell of cigarettes wafted over them, and slam! The sound of the car door slamming made me feel a chill running down my spine. I tried so hard not to make a noise to see what would happen next. How are you going to handle that kid? Bring it to Billy's. We could earn more. Listening to what they said made me feel breathless. I started to panic. The car stopped after going for a while. The two men was discussing about buying something, and I thought that was my last chance to get out of there. With my desire to live, I hopelessly rummaged around the trunk. Finally, I found a knife covered by the pile of stuff. Although I did have some doubts about why they left the knife there, I couldn't care about that at the time. I used it and tried to cut off the rope, remove the tape, and open the half-closed trunk door to escape. I carefully observed everything and got out slowly. I still hadn't figured out where I exactly was, so I thought I just needed to run real quick to get away from those people. However, as soon as I got out of the car, I saw two masked men looking at me from behind the window of the convenience store. I had my back to the wall. I had to run. Thinking of that, I chose a direction and started running. The two men kept yelling, "Stop! Stop! Behind me!" Of course, only idiots could stop in that situation. "Nancy, stop!" I thought, they have been following me for quite a while. How do they know my name? And you know what? The thing that was even more surprising than me being kidnapped was that the voice calling me was really familiar. "Hey Nancy, it's Tim!" I turned around. The two masked men chasing after me had removed their mask, and they were Tim and John. Needless to say, you guys could know how I felt at the time. I walked towards them and murmured that if there were no good reasons for this, I could kill them both. While I was truly mad, they laughed out loud, and Jenny came in her car with Luke. That was when I realized that I was pranked by my best friends. They didn't give me a chance to react, brought out the birthday cake, and loudly said, "Happy birthday, Detective Nancy!" They then dragged me into a place near the convenience store. It turned out that they wanted to celebrate my birthday at Luke's new house and surprised me by kidnapping me like that. Thanks to the new software Luke had invented, John and Tim's voices totally changed, so I didn't recognize them. And when Jen and I went shopping, the boys had put an anesthetic in the car so that when I was tricked by Jen to get on the car alone, I passed out. Jen said that because I was so into detective movies, they wanted to give me something memorable for my 18th birthday. So all of my doubts had been cleared up. I finally understood why the car door was still open and why there was a knife. I can't tell my feelings at the time, just really wanted to hit them all. But thanks to them, I had the most memorable birthday in my life and had a chance to become the heroine of such a dramatic situation. And that was my unforgettable experience of being kidnapped. So to conclude, remember to stay calm in any cases and remember to take precaution against your friends because they can make you a joke with mischievous tricks anytime.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.